أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما فصل طالوت بالجنود قال إن الله مبتليكم بنهر فمن شرب منه فليس مني ومن لم يطعمه فإنه مني إلا من اغترف غرفة بيده. As we are reading of this instance of the Bani Israel, that when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala, Allah put a oppressive ruler over them who made all types of zulm upon them. And then they realized their folly and they asked for a leader behind whom they could rally and make jihad. Allah chose a leader for them, but as their nature was, they always objected and they had a lot of disobedience in them. So they did not accept Talut which Allah Ta'ala had chosen them. And they said they were more eligible for that. Then the Nabi warned them against them and they asked for a sign, and a clear sign was given: a chest of treasures of theirs which was taken away will be returned in a miraculous way. They saw this and then they accepted. But because of their nature and their disrespect, that when the Nabi told them by the command of Allah, and they questioned that, and that is a dangerous thing, to question the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And many of us, we feel it is our right to question. What is Allah's command, we must accept wholeheartedly. In fact, it comes in the Quran Sharif, when we don't accept happily the commands of Allah, all our good actions are also destroyed because of that. So we should be very careful. So anyway, now Allah Ta'ala put them to a test. And the test was, قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مُبْتَلِيكُمْ بِنَهَرْ. Kaha, beshak Allah tumhare aazmaish karta hai ek nahar se. Allah will test you by, and the form of the test is that you will pass a river. You will be very thirsty and that water of the river will be very sweet and enjoyable. But you are not to drink of that water at all. That was the test. We are also put to various tests because of our mistakes that we make, our gunas that we commit. Sometimes it's a health problem. And then Allah wants to see that how we are we going to trust in Allah, or are we going to put our trust and believe that doctors and medicines and hospitals give us shifa. Sometimes it will be a financial problem. Allah will test us to see how we go through that financial problem. Sometimes it will be constraints in the family, the arguments and fights, discord, whether then we will observe the commands of Allah or we will transgress the commands of Allah, whether we will observe what Allah wants us to observe and to do what we are supposed to do, or whether we will give in to our weakness at that time. So Allah will test us, and that is also very important. First, we should not do anything that we are tested. When we are tested, that's another chance we are given. And there then we should be now very careful, we should not slip there. And we should obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And he told them what the test will be: فَمَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. So jisne paani piya us neher ka, to wo mera nahi. And whoever will drink of that water, he won't be of me. Nobody is supposed to drink of that water, though you will be very thirsty and that water will appear and it will be very sweet and very enriching also. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Or jisne usko na chakha, to wo beshak mera hai. And that person who did not taste it at all, did not put it to his mouth at all, he is truly mine. إِلَّا مَنِ اغْتَرَفَ غُرْفَةً بِيَدِهِ. Magar jo koi bhare ek chullu apne haath se. However, if a person just takes one handful of water and he drinks that is permissible. So there were three stages. One was that you don't drink at all. And that was the highest stage, which is called azimat. That on Allah's commandments, what they are, what going through all our difficulties, all the thirst. Water is present here in front of us. And we can see that water is going to quench our thirst and we will get enriched physically, bodily by it. But then we still observe the command of Allah. The other is rukhsah. permission is given that you can drink only one handful, so much you are permitted. That is also, that is rukhsat, that is an at the high level of azimah, that you are permitted to do that, so that will be also allowed. And the third was, which is totally haram, don't drink to your full. So consequently, when they went there, those who didn't drink, of course, they were of the highest level. And the iman got enriched very greatly, and Allah quenched their thirst without drinking water. That is Allah's qudrat. When we observe His commandment, then He fulfills all our needs without that outward and sabab and means that we saw. We just have to be, that is the test. Just remain a little firm and do what we have to do at that time. Observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah's help is there. Then there were those who drank one handful. They were enriched and they were given strength also. And those who drank to their full, they became cowards by their drinking. And they lost all their courage, and they were not prepared to fight at all. The evil effects of guna, and when we fail in the test of Allah, we also get involved in that. As Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, if you see somebody is doing some haram, help him, save him from it. But go and save him. Like it's a drowning person, he's drowning, he's in guna, he's in haram. And go and help him, take him out from that water and let him not get drowned. But when it comes to a stage where he's pulling you down also, and now you also going to get drowned, then let go of him. Now don't hold on to him. Don't drown with him now. You save yourself. So anyone doing any haram, we try and help them. But when we see they pulling us with them, then let go of them. Also, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has given a very beautiful example of this, which our Shaykh many times narrated to us. Two brothers who were very poor, and it was winter, very cold, and they had nothing to cover themselves. One day at the river bank, they saw a blanket floating in the water. So they looked at one another, they said, there's a blanket going, and we need a blanket, it's winter, it's cold, go and fetch it. One of the brothers went in. After some time, the other brother shouting to him, told him, come now, come with the blanket. He said, it's not leaving me. He said, what you mean it's not leaving you? You went and fetched the blanket, you bring it. But it wasn't a blanket, it was the back of a bear. And he went and fetched it, and the bear got hold of him. And now the bear was not leaving him. So like that, sometimes we want to help people, we see our help by some people, but actually it's a trap for us. And we get trapped with those people, and we get drowned with them. And this dunya's life, we must not see with regard to the akhirat. We mustn't get trapped with regard to akhirat. We must not lose our iman with regard to akhirat. Who we stay with, what company we keep, what in what they lead us, we must be very careful. So Allah tests us also in various ways. So we should take a great lesson from there. فَشَرِبُوا مِنْهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُ پھر پی لیا سب نے اس پانی کا مگر تھوڑوں نے ان میں سے. But then they were by the thousands, all of them drank the water besides 313. 313 people did not drink the water, or they just drank a little bit, which they were permitted. But the highest stage was not to drink at all. And those people, Allah quenched their thirst completely, more better than having, if they should have drunk the water. And Allah gave them strength and courage, and they were determined to fight also. فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَهُ هُوَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. پھر جب پار ہوا تالوت اور ایمان والے ساتھ اس کے. And now when they crossed the river, those people who drank, they drowned and they got left behind. And of course they lost their iman in the process. Little bit of this dunya's benefit they looked at, and they lost their iman and they got drowned. Those that were got saved, who did not drink at all. And those who drank a little bit, they were permitted, they also got saved. And when they crossed the river, then again their colors became clear. Those who did not drink at all, they were very strong in iman. They had a lot of courage and strength in them. And those that drank a little, they were weak in their iman. So those people said, قَالُوا لَا طَاقَتَ لَنَا الْيَوْمَ بِجَالُوتَ وَجُنُودِ. تو کہنے لگے طاقت نہیں ہم کو آج جالوت اور اس کے لشکروں سے لرنے کی. They said that we are only 313 and جالوت is over 100,000. So strong he is and we are only 313, so we can't fight him. Because they drank that little bit, though they got saved, but they did not have that courage and strength that they should have. So wherever we also break the laws of Allah, then our iman becomes weaker all the time. And then we feel, I can't do this, this is too difficult for me, that is too difficult. I can't stay away from the bank loans, interest loans. I can't stay away from insurance. How will I live without insurance? I can't stay away from medical aid. What will happen? I'll die if I don't have medical aid. All this is when we fail the test, which are because of our gunas, Allah put us to some test. And then in that test again, we fail completely. So we should be very careful that at all times be conscious that Allah is testing me and I must pass in my test. So in this way, Allah tested them. And then we read in front how those who did not drink and they were strong in their iman, how they did not fear, though they were less than 313. 313 were those with that weak iman. Though they passed the test, but they had that weak iman. They were less, and over 100,000 of Jalut's people who were like giants. These people were small built, and those people were like huge giants, and over 100,000. And then we read further in front how these people overpowered those people. And Allah showed His Qudrat again. And all this is in the Quran Sharif, not for a history lesson, not one history lesson, but for us to build our iman and for us to realize and bring it within us. Not just that we talk about it, hear about it, and it's the end of it. No, that we build our iman and have that conviction to fulfill the commands of Allah. See what company we keep, see what who we stay, to do the right thing and see how successful Allah will make us. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.